From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate has claimed an attack on an Ivory Coast resort that killed at least 16 Sunday. VOA asked Deakin University terrorism expert Greg Barton why an attack on Ivory Coast.
I think this is only really explicable in terms of the competition, the rivalry between Al-Qaeda broadly and ISIS broadly. Of course, the attacks in Sousse in Tunisia, both the attacks on the beach resort of Sousse and the earlier attack in the capital, Tunis, involved military-style attacks with assault rifles and explosives from people trained by ISIS and coming out of Libya. And of course, Libya has been the focus of growing ISIS presence. But Al-Qaeda globally is worried about being eclipsed as a global jihadi brand by ISIS.
Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb used the internet to claim responsibility for Sunday's attack. Turkish officials expect to have word today on a bombing Sunday in Ankara that killed at least 34. Alp Esmer is with the VOA Turkish service and a native of Ankara.
The main square in Kızılay, where my high school is nearby, is also where hundreds of thousands of people change their buses, metro trains to commute from one part of the city to the other. It's always a crowded area. Maybe the only blessing, I believe, was because it occurred in Sunday evening with minimal casualties, despite more than 30 people have been killed already. But apparently during a normal weekday, the number of casualties might have been far more.
There has been no claim of responsibility. Ankara has been battling a Kurdish insurgency as well as the Islamic State. This is VOA News.